Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today, we have a special message about prayer. It comes from the highlights from our Apostolic Prayer Force meeting that was held on October 13th of this year. We covered some of these same topics in our Sunday broadcast, and we'll link you with the entire message as well. This message concerns something the Lord told me years ago. He said that His people did not know how to pray. They must be taught. This is one of my assignments that I have in the earth, to teach the people of God how to communicate through prayer to the Heavenly Father. As a body of Christ, we have made it such a mystery of how to pray, when in actuality, it's quite simple. We talk to God with our mouths in the same way we talk to one another. The biggest difference is that we honor God with the words of our lips, addressing Him as our Father, which art in heaven. This is what Jesus taught in Matthew 6. If we are saved, then we are also the sons of God, like Jesus was the Son of God. We became the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, which means now we have all the rights and privileges as a child or son or daughter of God. So we can exercise the same prayers that Jesus prayed and even other prayers and see them manifested in this earth. James 5:16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman results in much power." We need power more than ever in these last days. We must not only be legally righteous, but we need to walk in that righteousness if we want God to hear our prayers.
Who's righteous? Well, if you are saved, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So you have that stamp on you. You're stamped as righteous, okay? Meaning your sins are forgiven and you are in right standing with God. Now, when you come before God with prayer, you have to have a clean heart, clean hands. Okay, so that's another level of righteousness. You can't just say you have it on paper. You actually have to be in right standing. That's why a lot of prayers aren't being heard sometimes, because people you're bickering with your family, or you're doing something that's illegal, you're stealing, you're doing other things that are unrighteous, and therefore God is not going to hear your prayer.
Now, let's get into today's message.
Our first line of defense, our first offensive weapon we have against the enemy is prayer. Now, some people say, well, I pray. We've gone over that before. No, most people don't know how to pray. And that's why the Lord told me to start the Apostolic Prayer Force, to teach people how to pray the word of faith. And this is the prayer of faith that they talk about in James chapter 5 that will heal the sick and help people get deliverance. And it has to be the word of God that you pray, not the word that you think, how you feel, what you're going through. No, because we go back to the model that God gave us in the book of Genesis chapter 1. The Lord saw the earth that was dark. It was void with a lot of confusion. It was chaos. He didn't speak to the chaos. He didn't even mention the chaos. We have it as a description so we know what the world was like. But the only time God spoke, He spoke what He wanted to see. So He called things into being. Where there was darkness, He said, let there be light. So with you, if you see sickness, you talk about healing. This is a word of faith. You see somebody going through something, you speak deliverance. Not just speak deliverance, but what you need to do is go find in your covenant here what God says about your sickness or your deliverance, and call it here. Call His words. The power we have is not from our words, but the word of God in our mouth. That's where our power is. And we talked about it in the class that when we speak, as Psalm 103:20 says, it activates the angels to go forth. But if we only speak our words, the angels are just standing there. They're not doing anything. They're ready at our command. But we have to understand we're the heirs of salvation, and we're the ones who can speak the word and have it activated. So one of the things I wanted to start with today, and that's just giving you a little bit of history, is it talks about the effectual fervent prayer. We're going to talk about that in a second. But it says of a righteous man or woman. Who's righteous? Well, if you are saved, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So you have that stamp on you. You're stamped as righteous, okay? meaning your sins are forgiven and you are in right standing with God. Now, when you come before God with prayer, you have to have a clean heart, clean hands. Okay, so that's another level of righteousness. You can't just say you have it on paper. You actually have to be in right standing. That's why a lot of prayers aren't being heard sometimes, because people are you're bickering with your family, or you're doing something that's illegal. You're stealing. You're doing other things that are unrighteous. And therefore, God is not going to hear your prayer. In fact, I remember years ago when I was with my pastor, my late pastor, Dr. Fred Price, and Dr. Betty Price had given us a word. Let me see if I can find this. And she made us speak this every Sunday morning for I don't know how long. And it was something the Lord put on her heart that we were not doing right. Let's see where I got it. Let's see. First Peter. Here we go. First Peter 3 and 10. She made us confess this because there are people that were saying the prayers weren't getting answered. And there was a lot of bickering going on, people backbiting each other. And this is a scripture she had us recite every Sunday morning. First Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. She made us recite that every Sunday morning. Why? Because people think I'm in a church, I'm God's child, he's going to hear my prayer. No, no. So if you're not praying, you could be praying a lot of things. But if you're bickering with somebody else, if you're plotting against somebody there, no. And one of the things the Lord put strongly on my heart, and I had a discussion with another minister about that this weekend, is that there are too many of God's people wrapped up in this political mess that's going on in America. Okay? You're caught up with anti-this, anti-that. You're going with all these political factions. God is not operating there. That's not where he wants you to be. Okay? The world, as it's coming to an end, according to scripture, it has to break down. But we, the body of Christ, is supposed to be raising up God's kingdom. We have something else that we're supposed to be doing. While they're breaking down, we're supposed to be building up. And so for you to be involved in those fights, political fights, party fights, one side versus the other, God is not in that fight. That's not where God is, but that's where the enemy wants you. Why? Because he knows your prayers aren't going to get answered. And I've given this example before, and I think I may have given it on Monday's class. This happened at COVID. The Lord showed this big stage. And on the stage, the puppet master had puppet people say, Lord, what is this? Holding the attention of the entire world. Everybody's glued to the stage and they're hearing so many people died. So many people got the COVID. So many people died. That was an intentional setup by the enemy. Why? The Lord said that the news media is the voice of the false prophet. Okay, so if you're listening to that voice, you know, a lot of Christians think it's in the church. No, the voice is in the world. It's in the church too, but the one that has the most influence over many people is what's in the world. People believe what they hear on the news. And so there are a whole bunch of people that being distracted. Is that if that's you, repent, because you're going to miss your blessing. Because that's what happened at COVID. So many people were listening to the TV news and fearing that they weren't in faith. Why? Because you can either be one or the other. You're either with God and believe God, or you're with the enemy and believe in him. There's no in between. And back then, what the Lord showed at that stage, all on the outside of the stage, blessings, healings, deliverance, wealth was transferring. And for the people who heard it, they got it. And there are many of us, we said, that was the best time we've had. Yeah. Was no sickness, no disease, but we saw the blessing of God. Many people never saw the blessing. Why? They were in the curse. Operating the curse, set aside for righteousness and the blessing, but they didn't see it. So a righteous person has to be in position to receive from God. You can't be out here. That's one of the things he wanted me to stress. Also, your prayers have to be effective. As I said, you have to be praying the word, not praying your feelings, not praying to go up against somebody. God and the Holy Spirit will give you words to pray. And those are the words you put in your mouth. He'll show you scriptures. Those are the prayers you need to pray about everything that's going on in your life. And just know that when you do that, there will be much power. But right now, God is saying there's not enough power. He said it right before 9/11. People need to pray. So I had prayer groups going back then, okay? And it was a powerful prayer group. People were realizing they could stop airplanes. They could speak to the enemy. They could speak and food appear. That's what we learned from 9/11 for those who were part of the prayer force back then. Again, in COVID, we saw the same thing. People who got COVID instantly healed. People were up. Now, there's some that didn't, but some of them said God spoke to them and showed them where they were in error, showed them what they didn't do and how they got hit. And they still got up. It took longer, but they got up. So for a lot of people who were in that position, it was only the voice of God and the prayers of God's people that got them out of that. So the Lord's saying now, something else is coming on. And I want to play this for you. This is what the Lord told me, and this is what portion of what we presented at the Apostolic Prayer Force.
February 17, 2025, I was awakened in the middle of the night. The Spirit of the Lord said, prepare for war. This was not the first time that I heard it, so I asked. I said, Lord, when? And before I could finish asking, he responded, 1 month, write it down. Now, this was in February. So immediately I got out of bed, began writing down everything I heard the Lord say. Everything he said, I wrote it down in detail. And then I asked how we should prepare. And the Lord responded, we should prepare like any other emergency, water, food, supplies. And then he emphasized more than anything, the urgency of prayer. And he said, America will be saved no matter what happens. The enemy will not, shall not have her, says God. She's mine. America is mine. So that's how this started. Then I heard it again on February 25th. It was like a week later, the Lord said, prepare for war. And here's what he said this time. He said, you won't have to fight in this battle. Your weapon of choice, your faith. This is the victory that overcomes the prince of the world. It's your faith. Your absolute confidence in me, says God.
I hope you enjoyed that portion of our message. But I do want to end this broadcast with scripture. Let's go back to James 5, 16b. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then it goes on to give us an example. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now, beloved, I mentioned that to show us what a fervent prayer looks like, what a righteous prayer looks like. Elijah did many, many miracles, and he had power in his words. This is where we should be. As Jesus said, we will do the greater works if we believe on him. We will do greater works than he did. And that's where we need to be in this end time. Because the Lord said, in the prophetic word he gave, the enemy will not back down until Christians step up in effectual, fervent prayer. And that is where we're going, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying and doing in these last days. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. For those of you who want to learn more about our Apostolic Prayer Force, check out epicvisionarypartners.org. You'll also see a way to partner with our ministry as well. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.